So because of preaching the word, Paul was stoned in Lystra. Why else would they have left him outside unless they thought he was dead? Now, Paul, being a Roman citizen as well as an excellent Jewish scholar, has the best of both worlds. He is the merging of two vast things. And yet, despite him preaching the truth, truthfully and accurately, they seek to destroy his life. But Paul did not die that day in Lystra. Instead, he retraces the route that his persecutors went from Antioch and Iconium. When they go through those ways, Paul returns to Lystra, to Iconium, and to Antioch, and he strengthens the disciples. This good news, this excellent news, that God defends his own despite what they suffer, is a reassurance to the church, then as it is now. Yes, some may die, like James. Some may be martyred. But the church will live. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.